Brought to you by Make Fun Network. Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Top 5 of Death, live from the Thanksgiving Day Parade, brought to you by Macy's, who also sponsors this show and everything we're about to say on it. And if that's a problem, they can send us a cease and desist, which I'd be surprised of. And if they did, it would be a good indicator that the show is growing in popularity. Guys, what can I even say here? We're at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I don't know what year this is. It's got to be like 6th or 7th, maybe 8th. No idea. I lost track of time. We had that year where we didn't do it, and I don't know where we are. But this is your guys' second year, right? Or is this anybody's first year?
I believe this is both of our second years there.
Oh, yeah. And just like that's last year, you're already talking over each other, which is great. You would think that a year between doing this Thanksgiving Day Parade episode, we would have learned a rhythm to not do so. But here we go. Will, how are you? What's going on, baby?
I'm doing great, Matt. Glad to be back here. I'm glad to see everybody in person. Last night, I wish we could have gotten more than one room at the Super 8, but we made the best of it. And it's really exciting here in the 98th Macy's Day Parade, 101 years since the inception. This year, you're going to see 39 giant balloons, 22 floats, 11 marching bands, 28 clown crews, and 24 performers wearing 4,500 different costumes.
Wow.
Really exciting time to be alive.
Wow. And we're only going to see a few of them. our permits are only here for a short stint of the parade. Where is Charles? Is he supposed to be here?
That's right. We've been waiting on Charles. Charles, notoriously late. I believe he was running from Washington, D.C. to make it to New York City. But it's possible that he may have decided to drive. You never know with Charles. It could be. It could really go either way when you're talking long distances with that man.
That's true. He is a machine, and not a useful one. If you need a machine to run from point A to point B, he's your man. Anything else? Well, that's not true. You know what? He's a great video editing machine. I retract my statement. He is useful. He does a lot for the show. Charles, please don't leave. We love you so much and depend on you greatly. But I am nervous that he's not going to make it here because the parade's going to be started any minute. Any hopeful things you guys are hoping to see or any things you think might happen? How about you, Will?
Well, first off, I want to give a big shout-out to friend of the show, Kaylee Greer, and a happy birthday to her. It's really, really sad that her future husband didn't take time out to make that announcement. But we got you covered here. Just really looking forward to a lot of the different animals that we've grown accustomed to and love. A sad note, though, was that Bluey, the Bluey balloon, did suffer a rupture and had to be put down prior to the start of the parade. So temper your expectations for Bluey characters this year.
That's true. I heard that the Bluey balloon bit another balloon and then had to have its head removed for a rabies test. Is that still a thing? Is that still how they do it? Sam, looking at you.
I believe that is the law when it comes to balloons biting other balloons. So yes, the Bluey balloon, we'll have to wait on the test results, and hopefully Bluey will be fine.
Unbelievable. All right, Sam, anything you're looking forward to?
Really, I'm just looking forward to enjoying this parade, hoping that none of the balloons come to life and wreak havoc on the town.
Well, listen, if it did, couldn't happen to a better place. Let's see. I can't believe Charles isn't here. But listen, they're giving us the signal here to that the floats are going to be coming down. So we're going to be telling you all about the floats we see here. For those who might not have been able to witness it on the television screen or in person, we're going to give you some nice audio descriptors of all the floats and balloons that we see here at the Top 5 of Death at the Thanksgiving Day Parade, brought to you by Macy's. Macy's, where you shop post 40 years old. That'll be their new slogan. and I'm not 40 yet, so I don't shop there. Also, I'm not sure if I can afford the clothes there because I think it's relatively expensive. Who wants to? I think the first float's rounding the corner. Does anyone want to take this one, or should I, or what do you say?
I think I see it here, and this one's going to make a lot of people happy. It's everyone's favorite Christmas poo, Mr. Hanky. Let's give him a good old hidey-ho in all his glory.
Awesome. I love that. You know what? I'm very pleased that South Park is still so relevant that they get a float in the parade.
It sure is a floater there, Matt.
Tossing out their Hershey Kisses.
Oh, little poos.
And the kids are just gobbling it up.
That's right. One time at Animal Kingdom, we were at a petting zoo, and a goat pooped. And I don't know if you've ever seen a goat poop, but its asshole just basically opens up and dispenses hard little poo nuggets that could be mistaken for candy if you didn't know any better. I'll never forget that because the butthole, I looked right in it, right at the right time. I saw that thing open up like the door on a fucking, unlike the friggin' Death Star, and just poured out little, what looked like Cocoa Pops. It was crazy. Anyone ever see a goat shit?
I sure have there, Matt, and that is the perfect analogy for this Mr. Hanky float as it opens up its rear end and dumps Hershey Kisses onto the children.
Good for
some, some of which have their mouths already open waiting for that chocolatey chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain. That's right. Tazon Day, everybody. All right, that's a great float to kick us off here. And hold on, one second here. My phone is blowing up, and I'm not sure why. I missed a call. I think it might have been from Charles here, but he did leave me a voicemail. You know what? We can't do much, but the least I can do is we can all see together where Charles is. Let's see here. Oh my god! Oh my goodness! When people rename things. I don't know where they are. Oh, here we go. Let's see.
I'm not ready for that tune at the forest, but I think a little bit of a running out of gas. I'm having a side of the dirty bike, and it looks like I'm like one worth of aid, so just wanted to let you know. Also, I guess since the parade started, I heard early on the parade, we're probably going to dump a giant float of gentlemen. Explaining what it is to the American people and how they get messed up with people die. But, you know, that's just what I thought. Great fun. Honestly, just probably that little terrifying. Probably. Can you update on status? I'm hoping I can just get a flag in Jersey. Jersey World. Thanks for the job. Yeah, I'll call you and let you know what it is.
All right, so it looks like Charles is on his way. He's doing the best he can to get here. I see that he's still you know watching you know really shit propaganda and just talking points from things that have basically just failed the nation at this point, which is really shocking that he just hasn't learned to move on and is making this really 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 weak argument, pretending that people don't understand what a tariff is. But that's fine because it's happening either way, so suck it. And I think it'll be a good thing because it comes from negotiating power, and that's the point of it. And people that make that argument think that people just go, it's going to make things cheaper. And no one's ever made that argument, so it's just your classic straw man from the left. Anyway, let's see. I hope he gets here soon. Any other thoughts on the tariff balloon?
Actually, no. I do see it coming. So yes, the rumors were true. The balloon is here. It seems to be two elderly white people sitting around a computer. Let's see what's on the screen. We can see it says Google, and then it says tariffs, comma, did I fuck up, ? Well, only time will tell.
Time will tell. And it'll be a great thing. And I look forward to it very much. And, you know, bring them on. Bring on all the tariffs. Our net exposure for our trade deficit is insane. And if people knew that, they'd be a little more open to at least the idea of doing something instead of moving on with the status quo, which I think is so interesting that people thought everything was going so well that they're like, yes, how dare you change the things where we are just being bankrupted left and right. But let's continue on with the parade. Unless, Will, you have another thought?
Well, I know for sure that I'm stocking up on maple syrup and avocados, Matt. You can't have enough of those.
That's probably a good thing. To hell with each of those countries. Anyway, let's see. We got another float coming around our corner. Let's see here. I'll take a look at this one here as it comes around, if you don't mind. Let's see. It's rounding the corner here. It's big. It's brown. It's Mike Tyson's ass from the Jake Paul fight. Man, look at that. That might be the biggest balloon I've ever seen. It's great.
Certainly expected.
Very expected.
Is it expected?
It wasn't necessarily expected, but it was very much welcomed, because I think it is, honestly, it's a pretty cute little bomb, even though it's huge, and it's so funny that happened. The image has been stuck in my head from the still of him on just like a live news conference, just having his ass hang out, just walking around. It's so good. It's such a funny moment in time. And, I'm so glad I got represented here today at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, and Mike Tyson's ass balloon also opening up and dropping chocolate kisses to the waiting children below.
Man, you would think Hershey's was sponsoring this, but it's not. It's, man, so many Hershey kisses coming out. And you know what? They're, some of them got some teeth in there and some ears, and it's great. Wonderful, wonderful balloon. But yeah, Mike Tyson's ass as a balloon. It's a good one. It's a great one. But I think the next one's coming around. Sam, you want to take this one?
Yeah, they sure are getting creative with balloons this year, Matt. Let's see. This balloon that's coming up, it's just a QR code. All right. Well, all right, everybody get out their phones.
All right,
scan, getting
on my phone.
And let's see what it says. It says, Black Friday 2025 starts now. And it says, yes, BOGO 50% off everything in-store and online, plus 20% off online with code Black Friday when you spend $100. And I believe that's a direct code to Macy's.com.
Oh.
Macy's.com, great sponsor of the show, great sponsor of the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Thank you, Macy's, for all of your officially licensed material and balloons.
That's right, Macy's, you're probably white. Is another slogan they've been working with. And you know what? Nothing wrong with that, I guess. Alrighty. That's a good one. I haven't myself done too much Black Friday shopping. I do think there's something to be said. I get it. I know we all hated it, but I do kind of miss the chaos of the stores. Not that I ever went there, but just like the feeling of people and the thoughts they had about being like, oh, and like the footage on the news of Black Friday, people lined up outside and all this and that. Some people said it wasn't good, and maybe they're right, but I have a little special place in my heart for that type of gross capitalism.
Speaking of gross capitalism, Will, do you ever buy anything fun on a Black Friday?
No, I can't say that I have. I am not a fan of the crowds, Matt, like you are. And I've always had a TV, so I didn't need to get into a stampede of disgusting people to try to afford a slightly cheaper one.
I think one of my favorite memes that I've seen recently about Black Friday was like, what was it? Like a Wednesday on a TV, $600. Thursday on a TV, $600. Friday, $600, but marked down from $1,200. Which is basically correct, and it's very funny, and I would fall for it every time. I would buy the TV. I'd say, look, it's half off $1,200, but it was the same price as the day before. But you know what? That's how you play the game, everyone. But I think the next float's rounding the corner, Will. I think this one's on you, bud.
Yeah, I see this one, and I'm seeing some golden arches coming our way.
Ooh,
yes, indeed. We've got Ronald McDonald, and he is... Look up on his shoulders there. He's being ridden begrudgingly by a sobbing RFK Jr. Look at him coming down as they approach Trump Tower here in downtown Manhattan. You see, up on the penthouse, there is President-elect Donald Trump showering the fans of the parade in RFK with copious amounts of French fries. Look at the smiles. Yeah. I haven't seen him this happy since Puerto Rico passing out paper towels.
There you go. Honestly, genuine happy moment for that guy in that clip, and I think it's so funny. I don't know. Why is RFK crying?
Because he is very much against badly processed foods such as McDonald's, but his new boss is making him promote them for reasons we still aren't sure of.
Well, can't poison a pre-made food. I think that was one of the theories, but who knows? McDonald's. Here's a genuine question. Could you imagine a world where fast food places somehow got to a more traditional sense of like food prep and making? You think that would ever be a thing, or would that even be a successful model?
I think that exist, Matt. It's called your local diner.
No, I think we're hurtling towards the complete opposite, where food will be formed into two neat little pills and placed into ATMs where we can eat it at any time of night.
That's why I want to get that four-course dinner gum from Willy Wonka, as long as I get the dessert right. Genuine thought I've had since I was a child, I would love to eat, chew on gum that tasted like tomato soup. Not that I even like tomato soup, but just the thought of it was always very fun to me. I'm here for it. These are all positive things. I'm surprised they're able to. You know what? I bet RFK probably climbed up there himself. The dude is ripped out of his mind. In much better shape than I am, minus my voice. So I think I got that on him. I shame on me for taking that pot shot. But you know what? Everyone else is doing it, so I'm joining in the fun. That's a fine balloon. I love Ronald McDonald. I wish he would have more. I wish he would make a comeback into the zeitgeist of things, because he was a big deal when I was a kid, and I feel like no one gives a shit about him now.
I say bring back Mac Tonight or bring back no one.
Bring them all back. Mac Tonight, Mayor McCheese, the guy who was a cop for some reason, but I never remember his name, the Hamburglar, the Fry Kids, Birdie, who's also the namesake of my daughter. Bring them all back. That's a good one. Oh, hold on a second. My phone is blowing up again. Oh, my God. I wish this guy would just fucking get here. But, you know, I guess we just can't have nice things. He left me another voicemail here. So, here, let's see what this one has to say.
I was wondering if you guys thought it was supposed to be a live performance of this movie, not like us. Apparently, the dramatic retelling of the ride of Drake and how King Whipple and Ballard called him actually Drake's name. That is directly from the film. Yeah, let me tell us that happened. I hope you don't record it. I'll let you know if I can get you back. You're so...
Oh, it's not looking good for Charles getting here. He needs gas and all that, but I have to say, I feel like Will, you would know more about this Drake beef than either Sam or I. Okay, Will's gone. I don't know where he is. We've got a little bit of technical difficulties. His mic cut out, but that's fine. Will, are you back now? Is your earpiece working?
Yeah. Little technological difficulties here, and I find it disappointing that Charles is working on CP time, which we all know as Charles People time.
Jesus.
And not like the rest of us. However, the Drake beef, really, it started years and years ago. They actually used to play intramural volleyball together up in Toronto, and at one point... Drake was spiked on by the very shortened stature Kendrick Lamar, and they just never really grew out of that. And unfortunately, it's come to the forefront this year in this rap beef, which was handily won by Kendrick Lamar with one of the biggest songs in the last decade.
That's right. And let's not confuse rapper Kendrick Lamar with intramural Toronto volleyball star Kendrick Lamar. But that's okay. Yeah, I don't know much about it. Sam, what's your favorite song from each artist?
I Love You More Today Than Yesterday by Kendrick Lamar, and Here, There, and Everywhere by Drake.
Two classics. excellent, excellent. You know what? Hey, we got a little time here. Why don't you give us a little bit of each?
Hang on. I'm getting tech difficult.
Difficulties over there. That's too bad. Oh man, we missed it. We missed it. That's okay.
What a real shame.
But you know what? I think. There's a float coming around the corner. There's a float coming around the corner. This one. You know what? Oh, I know what this one is. You know, it's a big old face. It's got a big old chin on it, and it's all black and blue. It's the latest photo of Jay Leno. Where his face is just bruised to shit because he's really old and he fell. It's really you know what? I got to give props to Mr. Jay Leno. Have you seen his face? Got to give props to him for even going out in public. But man, does that guy live his life?
Seems like he's getting injured more and more these days.
That has been the online theories here is that he is something is going on that he's not telling us, or he's just getting really old and we're not noticing. But
he did survive that fiery car accident recently, which nearly took his life. So glad to see him on the mend, even though he looks a little worse for wear today.
He does. He looks absolutely awful. And I know this might be a point in time. I'm surprised they were able to get this balloon up and ready so quickly, but it seems like they just had the old Jay Leno face. And they just smeared, you know, blueberry pie and, you know, brown shoe polish all over it. As we all know, there's no way to get the color blue other than blueberry pie, as referenced in the four-course dinner gum I mentioned earlier with Violet turning violet. But, yeah, have you guys seen this? You seen that Jay Leno's face? Sam, have you seen it, Sam?
I have seen it, and hey, I'm just getting a word from our sponsor. It's time for another ad break. And thank you again to Macy's, where shopping is a baffling ordeal.
That's right. A big shout-out to Macy's. Always, always a place for fun. That's really it. I just a little shocked to see that image of Jay Leno, and it was, you know, a little bit jarring, so I wanted to make sure that, you know, it got represented in the parade. Not that I have any power on what the balloons are, but you might think that from what I just said. So that's the one I called for my number four there. My number four balloon that I called was the Jay Leno one, just by happenstance. Sam, I think another balloon's coming around the corner.
Oh yeah. This, you know, this is one that I've really been looking forward to. I think this is hurtling its way back into the zeitgeist, and that is Bob Dylan. There's a Bob Dylan balloon. He's smoking a cigarette. He has his glasses on. He has his guitar. And it says on the side, check your prostate.
Nice.
Because when we think of Bob Dylan, we think of checking our prostate.
Yeah. And does he mean finger your own ass? Is that what he's telling people? How do you check a prostate?
I believe that he did put it down in an old song. And that's where most people get their information from for how to check your prostate. Matt, do you remember a little clip of that song?
Yeah, it's one of those ones. It goes, sorry for being late. I had to check my own prostate, which meant I stuck my middle finger two knuckles deep in my ass. And then I felt around until I milked myself, and then I came all over my pants. So then I had to change, and then I ate to again. I'm sorry for being late. Yeah, that's the song. It's more about a being late for an event of some kind, but it was still pretty good.
Listen, it's a great reason for being late.
That's right. And you're right, he did sneak it into that song. If you notice, that was kind of like an off, you know, everyone thought it was like a weird verse, but, you know, it makes sense all these years later.
Well, it's a wonderful message to send. Always check your prostate often, many times a day, if you can allow. And the one thing to note here is take your pants all the way off before you start.
Yeah.
Then you'll be on time.
That's true. Then you'll be on. You won't miss anything there. But yeah, that's a great float. Sam, are you a genuine fan of Bob Dylan?
You know, if I'm being honest, though, all that I really know from him is his greatest hit, Prostate Songs. which I believe we'll be hearing more of later.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah, that's good. All right, well, listen, I think the next float's coming around the corner. Will, I think this one's on you.
Yeah, this is one of the more unique ones I've seen on the roster today. What we have here is not your typical balloon, but it's a drone show made up of thousands of small drones lit up in the shape of Garfield.
Ooh.
And he's changing. Oh, now he's Snoopy. I see what they're doing here. They're going through all the hits, and it's really quite a display. But, oh, what is this? There's a little rapscallion with a high-powered laser pointer disrupting the drones, and they're falling from the sky, slicing the flesh of all the onlookers of the Ronco kitchen appliance. What a bloodbath, Matt. Have you seen anything like this?
Yeah, not since Katy Perry's Time of the Month songs. But no, I haven't.
You know, well, this was the one thing I was hoping wouldn't happen. But, you know, here we are. It's going to happen every year, I suppose, where at least one of the floats turns against the crowd and demolishes many, many poor children.
Yeah, listen, the city of New York is no newcomer to tragedy, so we'll just leave it at that, as I'm sure everyone was like, oh no, where's he going with this one? But we'll just stop here. So yeah, that's too bad.
Tragedy indeed, but they're bringing out the street sweepers and getting rid of these body parts, and new fans are filing in to fill the gaps, so on goes the show, as they say.
Alrighty. Oh, Jesus. H. Christ. My phone is blowing up yet again. Oh, look at that. Another voicemail from Charles. I can't believe he's still not here. All right, let's get through this one, I suppose.
Like I figured, this is real hot and vivid. Real time, so I'm walking to my car. I hope I heard it was supposed to be a balloon of the Diddler himself. He did it, and then shortly after seeing the balloon, there were people in the car, like a teaser trailer of all the possible footage from the Fugoff parties. I know, I'm really excited about it too. But I'm almost back to my car, and I'll let you know when I'm on the road. All right, bye.
This man ain't making it. He's still in Jersey? I mean, come on. But man, that float, it's incredible how things like this happen and nothing ever comes to the surface. You can see leaked footage of, you know, movies that won't come out for 3 years and like all these other things, but somehow things like this just don't make it out. And it's really, really actually kind of impressive, the way that people are holding on to this stuff. It's almost like when there's something that's really damning to people of power, they're able to keep a lid on it, no problem. And it's almost like anything else that gets quote-unquote leaked is by design. What do you think about these freak-off parties and the Diddler and getting a float here in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Well, it's certainly a welcome attraction. And as you can see, it is a slippery float as it has been coated in baby oil. They are certainly having a hard time keeping a grasp on those ropes as the oil has dripped down. But luckily, the weight of the phallus of this float is keeping it well grounded as it rounds the corner here.
And well hung.
Boy, what an ass on Diddy.
Oh, man. He's in shape.
It's no Mike Tyson, but he's got it going on.
No, it's a little too shapely. There's no cushion for the pushing over there. Again, man, that image of Mike Tyson's ass is so fucking funny. It genuinely makes me happy. That's a great. And Sam, any thoughts on the Diddler float?
You know, I'm a little disappointed. Honestly, I'm disappointed in the fact that Macy's would have not one, not two, but at least three floats that drop Hershey's Kisses out of it into the mouths of the waiting children below. I know children love candy, but how about a little variety for God's sake?
I know. Well, listen, Hershey's Kisses is a quality chocolate product. I will say, I am not one to turn away a Hershey's Kiss. You know, actually, I really like those Hugs, the white chocolate and the milk chocolate. I wish I had them right now. But unfortunately, I don't think, I guess I probably could have hoped for that from, what, Drake, right? I think he's mulatto or something, one of the two. Is he not? I could be making that up entirely. I have no idea. I'm trying to think, who's a famous person in history that could have a float here that would be able to produce Hug Kisses out of their ass?
Michael Jackson, the famous Michael Jackson balloon, did indeed drop Hug Kisses.
Those are not the natural occurring hugs I was hoping for. Those ones are more of a byproduct of a disease. But you know what? I'll take what I can get, and I'll take them. And I bet those ones are just kind of like just bony and weird. Also, has anyone ever heard the story of Mike Tyson beating the fuck out of Tupac back in the day? I'm sorry, not Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson.
No.
There's news
to me.
Me too. But there is a clip, and there's a few clips of different people who witnessed the occurrence talking about it, which is pretty, it's really wild to hear. Of, I think Tupac was with some other famous singer, and they were like at like a club or something like that, and Michael Jackson was close with this person, and Tupac was being like disrespectful towards her, and Michael Jackson said something to him and was like, "You can't talk to her like that." And then Tupac kind of got like tough on, you know, Michael Jackson, and everyone said Michael Jackson whooped his ass. to the point of the story, like, Michael Jackson grew up with like five older brothers. Like, I know he is the way he is, but I'm sure he's, I would believe he's capable of whipping some ass, to be honest.
Well, it's certainly not a thug life for the expected gangster rapper.
No.
Succumbing to the soft, pillowy punches of Michael Jackson.
Soft, pillowy? The man's basically a skeleton. It's like getting hit with like a sack full of quarters.
Oh, if I could travel back in time and to witness any event in history, I suppose it would have to be that one.
Yep, just that one. All right, let's see. The next floats round in the corner here. Oh, my God. Talk about going down in flames here. Here's the expected float from Pfizer. Pfizer just offloading product like left and right before they're finally looked into as they should have been years ago. With the new RFK, the new head of HHS, and Jay Bhattacharya, and as the head of NIH, and all these things that are great picks. I think these pharmaceutical companies will finally stop getting their cherry picked situation they got going on, where they just, we're doing more harm than good. So I think they're just tossed. Look at that. They're just throwing pills off. They got syringes over there. They're just offloading product left and right. And you know what? We're in New York. They're of a certain ideology, and they're just gobbling them up. They love it. They love it here. Good for them. Whatever makes them happy.
A lot of erections out there.
A lot of what?
A lot of erections out there as the Viagra's being spread around.
And it's funny too, because even the women are sprouting erections. It's almost like it does one thing. It gives you a boner, whether you have a penis or not.
Yes, they refer to that as mounding up.
You know what? That's a pretty impressive product. I got to say, it's for all the side effects. It is something.
That's right, fellas. This Thanksgiving, they are sword fighting in the streets of New York City, and they're having a great time doing it.
Everyone writing their name in the ground. It's great. Good for that. I mean, the syringes are a little bit scary, but you know what? I don't know what's more scary, the syringe itself or whatever in there. But we don't know, because they're in charge of doing their own studies, and they've been caught in many, many times in court cases of just fucking doing them in their most shitty ways and flouting inaccurate data. But what can you say? What can you say?
I, for one, look forward to their next government-enforced experimental drug.
That's right. That's true. We'll We'll have to see what it is. And you know what? Depending on what's going on, who knows how anybody will react. And that's the honest truth. Because I can tell you what, if something's going around where people's hands are falling off, I might be like, I'll fucking take it. I don't know what to tell you. But we'll see. I like my hands. I need them for a few different things, mainly checking my prostate after listening to a Bob Dylan album.
That's time to do it.
Almost the only time. It's the only time I've ever relaxed enough to get a finger up there. Other than that, it's like the fucking Fort Knox trying to go in the outdoor. Let's see. Sham, I think you're up next.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of detail on this balloon that's coming up. It seems to be a lot of characters on it. Let me see. As it gets closer, let me see if I can get a better look to see who they are. Oh, my goodness. All right. It's seems to be Dooley, BWK, DJ, Fro, Jeff, Cat, Logan, and Better Matt.
I also saw the same float, but please continue.
and there's what's written above. Oh, they're all right. So they seem to be having a great time. They're in a clubhouse. It says the No Matt's Club. And because there is Better Matt inside, is the apostrophe. The apostrophe on No Matt's Club, of course, comes after the S. They are allowed one Matt.
In the singular.
In the singular. But I will say they sure do look happy.
But, you know, it is, you know, it's a happy existence to live in a world where everyone just affirms your most wildly inaccurate way of thinking, and no one presses anybody. It's really convenient. I'm sure they're all doing well. I will control myself and not just air out some more dirty laundry of all their own life's misgivings that have since happened. But that's fine. Everyone's doing great. Not all of them, only a few of them. Some of them are legitimately doing actually really well, and I'm happy for them. But some of them, man. What can you say? Sam is really dangling the bait out in front of me here, and man, am I gonna just have to take all my energy and exercise myself to just keep my mouth shut? But I'm happy they got a float. That's really impressive. Good for them. Good for
it
them.
Is very impressive that they got a float simply by forming a club where you're not allowed, Matt.
Well, you know what? They might have got a float, but this is, you know, I've been here however many years we've done it, calling these floats, and good for them. I hope that float, I hope everything good happens to all of them, and they all have very, very happy lives.
You heard it here first, guys.
That's right. Hey, hold on, they're going by. Hey, guys, does anyone want to talk to me about anything? Oh, no, you just walk away because you know I'd hand your ass to you in any actual conversation? Okay, that's fine. Have a good one. If anyone wants to, let me know. I'll be happy to do it. We can do it on a podcast, but I know you guys would never do that because you're too afraid of the reality of situations, and then you can't manipulate stories after the fact, but that's fine. If I'm so wrong, it'd be an easy invitation to come on here and make me look like an idiot, but you won't because you know that's not what's going to happen. But anyway, that's fine.
Need I remind you again, Matt, these are balloons you are screaming at.
Yeah, I know. Who are you yelling at? The guy who doesn't live there.
You know, 10 former hosts can't be wrong, and I'm sure Charles, Sam, and I will find this out eventually.
You sure can. And when and if that does happen, again, you're all invited to come on the show, and you can hash it out in front of the world. But it won't happen. That's okay. I mean, most of that happened after the pandemic, and history has proven me correct in everything, so that's good. That's fine. But
fantastic float.
Fantastic float. The detail is incredible. Oh my God. The detail is where I almost got in trouble there. I was going to lay out what the details were, but again, I'm just being happy. I think the next float's coming up. Will, I believe you're on deck.
Yep, it's all about happiness here at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And here's, coming around the corner here. No, that's not Miss Piggy, but you may find this balloon in her pocketbook from our sponsors of last year, 59balloons.com. We have a ham wallet Yes, it's 59balloons.com ham wallet. They've teamed up with Louis Vuitton for a limited release. And boy, are people eating it up.
Will, how many folds do you see there in that wallet?
7.5. 7.5 folds on this, Sam. And I'll tell you, nothing goes better than watching hot balloons travel the streets of New York City than snuggling up in bed with a hot and sexy balloon of your own. Get yours at 59balloons.com. But hopefully you've been a member for quite a while, because they're no longer selling to the general public. You need to have a subscription. That's how successful 59balloons.com has become.
Oh, good for them.
You know, ever since they were purchased by their now parent company, Macy's, they really have changed their business model. And yes, I would suggest subscribing now while you can. 59balloons.com, a Macy's company.
Good.
And you can get your Louis Vuitton ham wallet at Macy's.
Oh, so gross. I got to be honest, Louis Vuitton, 7 folds is too many. Way too many. While you were talking there, I'm sorry I got distracted. My phone blew up again, and I tried to answer it, but I missed the call. Let's see. I got another voicemail from Charles himself. Let's see what this one has to say.
So I've been walking for a mile in the wrong direction. The thing, I run all these numbers and I just keep moving. But as you can tell, this day feels really dull. I heard there's going to be a float over the Phantom 2024. It was going to be featuring all artists who are LGBTQ related, but it's all this human partnership, manifesting sexualized and believe like the people to the thing. It's an interesting trend in 2024, but it's a little cold outside, and I really don't bring the jacket, so I'm going to start walking there for the thing. I will let you know on my way.
Man, that Charles is quite the conundrum.
Well, I think I speak for the three of us when I say he's not getting paid for today.
That's right. He's not even here.
I did also get word from the higher ups at Macy's that float was built, constructed. It cost $2.2 million, and it was kept at the back at the warehouse by a swarm of fans, not letting it go to the general public at the parade route today. So. We apologize on behalf of our parent corporation, Macy's.
There you go. That's funny, because I heard a similar but a little bit of a different story, that they spent all the money on the balloon and they promoted it heavily, and so many people came out to see the float and the balloon there, but then the float decided that it just was having a day and decided not to go out.
You know, the floats are due a mental health day as well. Just unfortunately, it was the one day they were needed.
Over and over again. But that's fine. Who is the Tomlinson person? Is that the person who's a pretty reckless girl? Is that Taylor Tomlinson, or is that the comedian?
Matt, now's the time that I remind you that I am almost 40.
I am also almost 40. Will, who's the Tomlinson, whoever Charles was referring to?
I believe this is a budding stand-up comedian.
Oh, is it her?
Yes, that's what I'm getting here. She has been on Jimmy Fallon, so
I thought she has her own late night show, right?
You might have seen her.
Doesn't she have her own late night show?
That I'm not sure on. Looking here, she has a Netflix special that has been out and not doing too well.
Listen,
she certainly appears like a female comedian that just tells a lot of pussy jokes.
Oh, great. Who did I see the other day? It was a female comedian that was very funny. Shit.
Paula Poundstone.
Paula Poundstone, who like sells out theaters to this day. Very liked. At least around here. I don't know. I forget who it was, but they were funny. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know what? They can have them. I do like two songs by Chapel Roan. That new song that she did on SNL, not great. Not the right step. I'd be surprised if we heard that song again, to be perfectly honest. But what do you got to do? Let's see here. Ooh, I'm up. Let's see. The next float. Ooh, this one's got a little bit of effects here. It's a famous scene from the Broadway plays Singing in the Rain. And it's the scene with the guy. There's a bunch of people that are dancing in the rain. But look at this on top of it. Oh, it's really loud all of a sudden. Oh, that's pretty cool. Guys, you notice the rain? It's like red. It's like red rain. Oh, they're singing in the rain. And I see the Slayers on top of the float, and it's playing Raining Blood. Oh, that's a fun little thing. You know, Singing in the Rain to Raining Blood by Slayer. You know what? This might be my favorite float so far. This thing rules. Man, look at them go. They're tap dancing like crazy. Look at them go.
This is certainly the most sick and dope float that I've seen today. Really impressive work by Slayer to get the crowd on their feet.
Yeah, which is crazy because, like many bands nowadays, I thought they were done, but for some reason they still aren't, which really bums me out. I don't know. I have such a hair across my ass against anybody who, quote-unquote, retires from anything for any reason and then just doesn't. Drives me fucking crazy, especially when you make an effort to go to their, like, quote-unquote, last show or something because it's, like, really important to you. And then they just keep fucking playing anyway. Fuck that. Man, I'm talking to you, Bane. Come on. No thoughts? Okay, that's fine. I'll just continue here. You know what? I get it. Singing in the Rain, Singing in the Raining Blood, it's a little too metal for Sam. It doesn't have enough, I don't know, what's his name? Pete Davidson? No, Pete Frampton?
old Pete Frampton.
Yeah, old Petey Framps.
Yeah, you know, I believe they repurposed this float from last year's Red Rain Peter Gabriel float. Of course, Red Rain being another classic Peter Gabriel tune.
Yeah, but what about Petey Pablo? Remember that song? Did he do the Take Your Shirt Off, Switch It Around Your Head Like a Helicopter? Was that him?
That's correct, Matt. Also a great song to check your prostate to.
That's right. There's another verse to that song. It's like a North Carolina, come on and raise up, take your finger, stick it in your ass, come on and milk that prostate. That's how it goes. It's pretty good. He was more advocating for the milking of a prostate, but nonetheless, you would notice if something was wrong if you felt it. I think that was the insinuation of that song. I have no idea. You know what? I'll tweet at I'll tweet at Petey Pablo later and ask him about that third verse and see if he reacts at all. Probably not. I mean, we got to do more Twitter ads at people and see if we get any bait and switch from the things we say on the show. But yeah, that's a great one. Sam, I believe you're up. Next float.
Yeah. You know, I see one more float coming my way. Let's see. It is. Oh, you know, it's another Matt Disney related float.
Oh, good.
It seems to be Matt Bistany, in a trench coat. He's opening up the trench coat. Oh, my God, it's the dogs from The Greatest Adventure. They've been stolen out of their homes, and they're being kept by this man on this float. You know, at least they are having a nice time of being on the parade, but I do hope that that he does return those dogs. After, or we're going to have to avenge him somehow.
Ooh.
We might have to assemble a group of dog photographers to avenge Matt Bistany's stealing of these dogs. But listen, that's a story for another day. In the meantime, we can really enjoy this float. All the dogs that we've rescued from around the world found new homes and have somehow wound up in the clutches of Matt Bistany.
That's right. Matt Bistany, famously... you know, some people side with him where he wants to just release the dogs back into urban areas, but not even the wild. He just wants to put them back on the streets of urban areas and towns and let them do their thing because he believes that every dog needs to have a scene where they eat spaghetti with another dog and then kiss on the lips. And he believes that by putting them in homes, they rob them of that romantic joy. It's a well-thought-out arc.
Quite the supervillain.
Quite the supervillain. Always with a slightly different opinion. But you know what? His facts are strong.
There you go. But yeah, that's a great one. Are there? I have no idea. Is the greatest adventure? What's the status on that?
You know what? Let me check with our sponsor, Macy's. And they're letting me know that. Oh yes, episode 3 of the greatest adventure will come out on Giving Tuesday, which is this Tuesday, December 3rd. Right there. Yes.
Yeah.
December 3rd. You can find that on YouTube at youtube.com/@thedogbreathfoundation, and that'll be airing live at 8 p.m. Join us there for that premiere of episode 3, where we will meet a dog with only two legs named Wilbur.
Very funny! But it's real hard to steal that dog with a wheel attached to it, but I'll figure it out. But yeah, that's a great one. All right, yeah, awesome. Will, any thoughts?
Well, I'm seeing here, you know, we have our traditional villain, Matt, trying to capture all the dogs. But rounding the corner now are our heroes of the greatest adventure. Yes, there she is up front. Kaylee with her signature red hair. Emily, Sam, and is it? Yes, it is. It's Doug. Doug is here. Everybody, we've got Doug coming around the corner. They are gathering up all the puppies, and this greatest adventure, they just look amazing. And I will say, Sam, his balloon looks especially spectacular.
You know, I heard that there's a sub arc of villainry from Matt, where I try to convert Doug to the to his side. That's the man on my inside.
Oh, you know, I do believe that would really add a nice sense of drama to the greatest adventure, and I fully support you doing exactly that.
I will start messaging him unasked for. I'll just start soliciting him, just weird cryptic messages. And he's going to, why in the hell says him? Why is Matt messaging me at all, first of all? And secondly, what the hell is this poem he wrote me? I'm going to win him over with poetry is my goal. I will find him on the socials and send him one later today, and then let's see. I don't contact him about it. See if he mentions it to you.
But how spectacular that a little YouTube show could get two floats in the Thanksgiving Day parade back to back. Must be because of our inside connections at Macy's. Thank you, Macy's.
That's right, Macy's. They once sold the coat to Lou Vega. That's it was a great coat.
Macy's. Seth Rollins shops here.
That's true. Let's see. Oh God, the phone won't stop. You know what? We're finishing up here, so this is gonna have to be the last voicemail. If he calls me again, I'm just not gonna answer it. But here we go. I guess it's the last voicemail from Charles, who's supposed to be here. But let's see what this one says.
My wallet's been stolen, and I don't have any money to get an Uber. All my money left. You guys should make sure. The balloon I paid for to go buy is a giant balloon just my resume and how to contact me. You have no idea how grand I need. I spent all my money. Really need to get a job. Because now I end up having money to get home. Make sure that balloon goes down whatever fucking street it's on. Who called them out of fucking money? All right, I'll talk to you later.
I must remind you again, we are not paying Charles for not being here today, so that's unfortunate.
Ah, that is true. You know what? Listen, we can't pay him for no work, but man, I do see a giant resume balloon coming around the corner. Let's all collectively read pieces of this resume here. Let's see here. Yeah, name, Charles F. McDonald. Yeah. Okay, it gives his address and his phone number. Let's see here. Skill sets. It just says long-legged.
It says there chest hair, and then it says, oh, chestnut hair.
Oh, yeah, it's got that. A few other skills here. Will, what do you got?
Yeah, I see here it says he can sort of juggle, but only with two balls.
Always good. It also says he just wrote the word typey type. Not sure what that means, but, I mean, he knows his field of work. He's got a bit of a lengthy employment history. I didn't know he worked at some of these places. Let's see here. Oh, from 2015 to 2017, it says that he worked at a Hot Topic as a goth chick model. Huh. I never knew that.
Never knew that was an actual position. Let's see, 2008 to 2010, it says the ground round, and it says he was Captain Kidd. I don't know what that means.
that's pretty good.
Well, that was his job just before he was working at Chippendales, and that's Chip and Dale's Dance Hall, an entertainment pizza party joint for children.
Oh, and also we knew this anyway, but he has a bunch of acting credits where he just plays white Southern nationalists over and over again. You know what? You look the part and you get cast.
The credits are numerous. I do see here that he's the editor for The Greatest Adventure. That's true. And what else is also completely true on here? Oh, he was also the head editor on Geely.
You know what? The editing was not the problem, so good for him. You know, you polish a turd the best you can. If anyone's looking for any type of work, I mean anything, it seems like Charles was open for anything and everything.
It does say that in very bold letters at the bottom. Will do anything. And then there's a winky emoji.
There you go. All right, let's see here. All right, the next float coming down here. This float, I feel like I've seen before. I have. It's a Disney World float. Oh, okay. I don't know. I mean, is this the same float they have every year? Oh, it's dragging around. Oh, it's dragging like a little new piece that's like a little villain castle. Wow. No one's impressed. Everyone's pretty, but there's a few people that think it's kind of cute, but ultimately this seems to be a big miss for Disney World and all the Disney World fans. I was hoping for like a new float. A new float would have been great. But no, we just got this same old float, and it's just on some fishing line dragging a tin can that just says villains on it. That's too bad. Still time to correct course somehow. I don't know how they would do it, but man, it'd be nice if they did. Any thoughts on this float?
Yeah, well, as you know, only Disney can drive something into the ground as efficiently as this.
They're really, really good at it. You would even think that after, you know, recent, you know, cultural and political events that seem to have shifted, they would shift with them, and they just haven't got the memo yet, but I see that I'm hoping it'll happen eventually. And then as pendulums do, it'll swing too far in the other direction, and everyone will be asking for the other thing. And then life will continue on in this continual back and forth of just one extreme to the other, with a little bit of reprieve in the middle of each shift. As we like to call, the 90s was a good time of that. And then I think the early 2010s was probably the next pretty okay one. And so we're like right on pace for like a nice little couple years of like, I think, you know, coolness. So we'll see. But this float fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. They did have to spend their budget that they would have had for the float on yet another Star Wars series. Coming soon to Disney Plus, a Macy's Corporation.
Macy's owns Disney. People don't know that. People don't know how powerful Macy's actually is. They once they funded both sides of the Spanish-American War. It was incredible. It was all for the enjoyment of Macy's.
And they certainly did supply them with some really swanky coats and jackets to wear, of all sorts of different brands that you can find at Macy's. It was a very fashionable war.
Very fashionable. I wish that more things were settled with non-violent means. And I mean like a fashion show or like a talent show.
A dance-off.
That'd be sick. Man, I know that sounds like a joke, but I'm just being completely serious. Like, oh, here we go. Looks like the Dutch and the English are going at it again. So it looks like we're going to get one of those, high lie matches or whatever the hell game it plays. Who plays high lie? What country is that? Is that big in a country? Will,
Scotland?
Looking at you. Is it Scotland? No, not Scotland. Who? I feel like it's a Latin country. It's a Latin country, right? High lie? The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, everybody. Talking about high lie, figuring out which country is it's big in. But yeah, that Disney float is poo-poo, and I wish they would have another float behind it. I was kind of actually hoping for like another surprise float behind it, but no luck. No luck there. But Sam, what's the last float that we got going on here?
Oh, speaking of surprise floats, yep, here it comes. It is a giant gumball machine with the titty stuck in it.
Oh man, that's how that woman lost her fucking tit.
They really wanted to memorialize the exact moment of the actual losing of the tit here in this oversized gumball machine float at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Again, Macy's wanting to make sure that this moment is culturally relevant.
There you go. That's how they do that. And that story was crazy. It was almost inspired from a real-life story of my uncle losing his pinky finger as a kid in a gumball machine, which, as a parent now, I can't think of a more fucking terrifying scenario than having my kid get their finger caught in the gears of a fucking vending machine. Yeah, that's fucking nuts. But yeah, titty too? Man. Whew.
That's right. It is a bit of a PSA, ladies. Make sure to keep those sweater cows away from the gumball machines.
That's right. You got to tie them behind your head before you lean down to crank the machine.
You sure do know how boobs work, Matt.
I do. I'm a aficionado of all body parts on every living thing on the face of the planet. But looks like that was the last float, at least for us. Again, we only got like a fraction of it with where they put us on the parade route, but that's okay. So, I don't know. What do we do here? We just go to top5atdeath.com, join the Discord. You can join in on all the fun there. Will, anything to say, Will?
I'd just like to once again thank our sponsor, Macy's. Because Macy's, when you can't wait for it to get on the rack at Marshalls, Macy's.
There you go. Macy's, long live the Fourth Reich, which is an interesting one. But, you know, with being a global power, they can do whatever they want.
Yep, and of course, Macy's. Macy Gray is another Macy.
I was trying all show to work her in there, and I didn't know where to do it. But I just wanted to go... I sometimes think that Macy Gray was an actual dog. But I didn't figure it out. But yeah, so that's going to be our show. Thank you again. So sorry, Charles could not make it. If he shows up now, he's just going to have to turn around and walk his ass home. But with that being said, we'll catch you next week. And as always, smell you later.